Hey, good morning, my dear friends, and welcome to beautiful Surfside, California, where the winds have subsided, and it's actually a beautiful morning here after some very brisk winds yesterday evening. I mean, it was really blowing here and throughout most of the Southern California coast. There's a slight breeze here this morning. It's kind of cold, and the ocean's just a little bit up, but looks pretty darn nice, especially for the local boats here today. And Sunday looks like a great forecast for many of the local guys. If you're going way offshore, it's still kind of nasty out there in the bluefin tuna area, or the supposed bluefin tuna area. We'll get into that in a moment. Surf fishing should be pretty good here tomorrow, and even today it looks pretty darn fishable. You know what time it is. It's time for the morning briefing. Good morning, my friends. Really need that this morning because it is kind of chilly. It is sunrise here. It's absolutely gorgeous and beautiful in Southern California. And I hope this morning finds you all doing really, really well. And I can't thank you enough for spending some time with us here on the Freedman Adventures YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel while you're here and tick the bell. You'll be notified when there's new content. Also, hit that like button. That means the world to share these videos with a friend. And you can also follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Hope you do that also, as we deeply appreciate it. Well, let's get into it with you. We'll go south of the border, and we'll start a mere 70 miles across the border down to the beautiful coastal town of Ensenada, Baja California Norte. I love Ensenada. Such great food, such great people. It is always so much fun to get down there, and also some pretty darn good fishing going on down there. The yellowtail fishing down there is kind of up, and it's then it was a little bit down yesterday, but who knows what today will bring. It has been susceptible because most of that yellowtail, well, I should say all of it, is inside the bay, so it's not very far, and so it has been susceptible to boat pressure on the weekend, and I think there's going to be a lot of boats on it, so we'll see if that does not put the bite down again for today. Only time will tell. Sometimes those yellows will get up and bite on a Saturday, but a lot of times there's so many boats running around, it seems to spook them out, and they sink out, and they just say, "Yeah, we'll wait till Monday and see how it goes." A lot of fish up on the surface. You'll find them under the birds. They're mixed with some big bonita at times, and throwing iron is the best way to make it happen. Both the yo-yo iron, which is a smaller, heavier jig that you sink deep and wind on fast, and the surface iron, which is a lighter jig that you retrieve across the surface or down below the surface just a little ways. Both have been very, very effective. You have to gauge what's going on. You have to use your observational skills and keep that in mind, because sometimes you're not seeing anything, but there is some evidence of life. You'll see birds, perhaps, but you don't see any yellows on the surface, and they are down a little bit further in the water column. Those birds have keen eyesight and can spy those little devils out. So keep that in mind. Hopefully those yellows are going to bite down there in Ensenada. And there is a myriad of great operators down there. Blackfin Sport Fishing, Arnie Man Sport Fishing, of course, our friend Foca from Botes Juanitos, and a lot of other guys that I haven't had the pleasure to fish with yet, but Mara's and Baja and a lot of other great operators down there that not only are really good fishermen, but they're really good guys, and many of them will set up a feast for you. When they clean your fish and you return into Ensenada, you'll have a big sashimi plate that is to die for, let me tell you. So Ensenada's still headed in the right direction, and if all of that other stuff does not happen, you have some really good rock fishing going on down there, so they can provide you with that. Don't miss our 2.5-day reverse trip on board the Apollo out of 22nd Street Landing in June. We leave at 10 a.m., which means we can be virtually anywhere. If there are bluefin tuna, we can be on the grounds. If we have to go south for some reason, way south, we can do that. If we need to be up in the Channel Islands, up there at Santa Rosa Island, we can do that. It's a great trip with just a few spots left. The Apollo in June with Freedman Adventures. You're not going to want to miss that. Let's talk bluefin tuna. And boy, we have to talk about the absence of bluefin tuna. We're pushing a month now since we've had any kind of big scores. The American Angler covered a lot of water with some really wonderful folks on board. They found one bluefin tuna is all. And there's been some good coverage. Guys have been looking around. spotter planes have been up, and everybody is coming to the same conclusion that we just don't see it. There's not much here right now. That can change in an instant. That's the beauty of this game that we're in, sport fishing, because one day it looks like it's the end of the world, and the next day it's wide open bluefin tuna. But there's a trend here, and the trend has been for very poor bluefin tuna fishing over the course of the last month, with one exception, and that was on the American Angler, where they had a night bite for 22 bluefin tuna, but that's all she wrote. So it's been very slow. We'll continue to monitor that for you very, very closely, and hopefully it's going to get back on the bite one of these days. Most of the guys that have 2 or 3 day trips now are trying to keep the bluefin tuna area honest. You know, a week ago on the Excalibur, they had 6 or 7 kelp patty yellowtail. Haven't seen any progress with regard to that since that time. And a lot of guys are fishing the coast, trying to get a yellowtail bite. Fallback is good rockfish fishing, and they had that on board the American Angler. Hey, I forgot to mention long range. I believe the XL is arriving to Hurricane Bank right now, where the Royal Polaris had fabulous fishing on big grade yellowfin tuna. Sometimes you get to that bank, the Hurricane, which is about 1,000 miles from San Diego, a little bit better than that. And some days, sometimes, some trips, you get there and it is just loaded with wahoo and yellowfin tuna. And that Royal Polaris trip certainly encountered that. We're hoping they find the same thing on board the XL. We'll keep our fingers crossed and monitor those guys for you very closely. They made a short stop on the way down, about 400 miles down the Baja Peninsula, I believe it was, and they had some 50-pound grade yellowfin tuna, as well as some 15 to 25-pound yellowtail, so nothing wrong with that. So pretty darn good fishing indeed, and hopefully that's going to keep on going. Hey, the El Patron runs out of course, Long Beach sport fishing, and they are going tomorrow, Sunday, where the weather forecast is so much better. It's going to be nice. And also on Monday at a special fair, longbeachsportfishing.org. That's where you can make your reservation or give them a call and get on the El Patron. All right, let's talk this local bite. And we are still looking at mostly rockfish. We have very cool water. And after that wind, it's a little bit cooler. So if you're looking for any kind of a consistent surface bite, I'm talking calico bass or yellowtail or barracuda or bonita. You know, sometimes in the wintertime you get some good bonita fishing regardless of how cool the water gets. But those surface type of fish are going to be kind of delayed for a little bit longer here right now. So we're going to be focused on rockfish. We see it down there in San Diego with some really good rock fishing going on, and it extends all the way on up into the Channel Islands. It was a little bumpy yesterday, but boats like the Sport King went to Catalina Island, the Monte Carlo fished locally out of 22nd Street Landing. The Pride got back from a day and a half trip. I'll cover all of that with you because the Pride had a signal on white sea bass and also some halibut on board there. But in general, it's mostly rockfish right now. And for me, that's my favorite fishing. I love rockfish fishing. It is so much fun to get out and catch those colorful, great eating bottom grabbers. I absolutely love it. But we see good fishing in San Diego and all the way up the coast when you have good weather. Some of the boys threw the towel in because it was a little bit too nasty. Other guys gutted it out and caught some fish, and it wasn't too bad for the guys that got out. But it was on the bumpy side. That is starting to come down, though, and it looks like it's going to be a much nicer weekend, a nicer day today, and then a really lovely day tomorrow. In fact, Ventura Sport Fishing, the Island Spirit, Daniel Hottaway is running here today, and tomorrow on the Island Spirit out of Ventura, kids fish free. That's right, 12 years and under, you jump on board the Island Spirit, and you go for free with a paid adult. So keep that in mind for tomorrow. And it looks like no wind at all up there. It's going to be beautiful. I bet they put a hurt on the rockfish out of Ventura. And the California is scheduled to go also. That's the old Matt Walsh, and they're going to go on that extended three-quarter day trip. The Island Spirit leaving at 8 a.m. and fishing till like 4, but Daniel likes to fish late. 805-676-3474. So good rock fishing up and down the Southern California coast for many of the guys, but the weather did get in the way yesterday, and it's still going to be a little bit bumpy on the way to Catalina, but it's settling down fast and going to be a nice Sunday for sure. The Pride back into 22nd Street Landing, 10 halibut. Also had 15 short white sea bass and then a few calico bass and rockfish. Their focus is on the halibut and white sea bass on the Pride. Weather wasn't perfect, and they did scratch out 10 flatties, so nothing wrong with that. We also saw the Sport King at Catalina Island with a couple links and some pretty good rock fishing yesterday, as we mentioned, and other boats up and down the coast had some okay fishing. Enterprise, City of Long Beach, Redondo based boats, Marina Del Rey was out yesterday and had some rockfish also. And as I say, tomorrow's going to be an absolutely gorgeous day, so you'll be able to get in on some good fishing there, no question about it. Don't forget, if you have tax problems or you just want to get your taxes done, you're late with them. Tim Marquez, ABEST Income Tax. And also, if you have heating and or air conditioning needs, it's John Lopez over there at Efficient Heating and Air Conditioning. No better than those two guys to help you out. I'll guarantee you that. All right, so we take a look at the SoCal surf. And if I were going to surf fish this today, I would say, yeah, it's okay. I mean, certainly the tides are not right now. You want to fish that window, that 2 hour before the high tide till 2 hours after. So it gives you a 4 hour window. But if you make a long cast with a little bit heavier sinker and a high-low rig here this morning with some worms, that you get a big fish, bait, and tackle in the beautiful city of Seal Beach, California, well, you could have yourself a really fun morning. So there is the possibility of some good surf fishing. I would be very high on tomorrow, though. You give this a day with not that much wind, and tomorrow the wind on the beach here, and I'm talking about from the border down there below the border, like Rosarito, all the way up to Ventura, there's going to be no wind at all. It should be a lovely Sunday morning to get some surf fishing done. And don't hold me to this. I think the high tide is 8:30 tomorrow morning. We'll keep our eyes on that. Let's assume that it is, and if I'm wrong, you can adjust. You would fish at 6:30 until 10:30. That would be a really good window. And throwing a little chrome jig here in the surf is also another really good way to get the job done. I'll be doing a lot more of that for you as soon as this all settles down. In fact, bring you along for some live surf fishing ventures along with yours truly. That should be a lot of fun. You know, there are some big white sea bass running around, my friends. And to prove it, Richard Balta, he was free diving for white sea bass, and he came up with that gorgeous fish, and he was stoked to do it. Man, those free divers for the white sea bass, that is no joke. You have to hold your breath. You have to be very patient. You have to be very stealth. It really is a difficult kind of situation, but man, it pays off big time. You know, there's a lot of birds making a lot of racket here, which means they're probably picking on bait, and a lot of pelicans also. That is really a good signal and sign. Back to the surf. I'm all over the place this morning, aren't I? Colin Crolius, up there around Santa Barbara and the Ventura area, up there in the Channel Island area, fishing the surf with that beautiful striper. Colin, nice going, young man. That is a beautiful fish, and we are so happy for you. And I was told that Colin has mastered the art of thresher shark fishing on the Santa Barbara Pier. He's a hardcore, really hard fishing young man, and it sounds like we need to go shoot a video on how he catches those threshers or maybe how he surf fishes up there. I think that would be great. I love to highlight young anglers who are enthusiastic and really working hard at the sport. That is always great stuff. So we hope to meet up with you one of these days. Really, really see it soon, Colin. And how about that giant rainbow trout? I think it was 17 and a half pounds, something like that. A beautiful catch yesterday at Santa Ana River Lakes. So there is that also as an alternative when we get some of these breezy days. However, it can get breezy there also. So we'll just continue to check the weather for you all and keep you headed in the right direction. All right, my friends, I don't know what to tell you. Get over to Big Fish Bait and Tackle in the beautiful city of Seal Beach, California. Pick up your bait, your tackle, everything you'll need for a successful outing. And remember, just a few days left, the largest Corbina for this month will get a new custom rod. And then next month, it may change species, it may stay the same. We'll let you know what you're fishing for next month. And it's a free entrance Doesn't cost you a cent to get in every single month a free, beautiful custom surf fishing rod from Big Fish Bait and Tackle. You just need to go by there for the details and pick up your ruler, and you're in the game. All right, my friends, the weather is going to come around. It's going to get much nicer, and that's exactly what the doctor ordered. It is a beautiful, gorgeous morning here as we are at sunrise in Surfside, and hopefully you're going to be able to get out into the great outdoors here today and enjoy some really beautiful weather and a beautiful springtime day in SoCal, Northern Baja, or wherever you happen to be watching the morning briefing. Take care, my friends. We'll keep you in touch. Don't forget, tick the bell, and you'll be notified when there is new content. And don't forget, we have a vast array of great charters for you. The next one, May the 9th, four spots left. May the 9th, El Patron going to Catalina Island. That 2.5-day reverse trip is in June. We also are back on the El Patron on next month, May the 23rd. And then we're on the Island Spirit for a 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. trip on the Island Spirit, May the 31st. Just send me a text if you want to grab one of those last spots. Take care. Have a great Saturday morning, and I hope to see you really, really soon.